chicken fried, and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio.
That pumps me up.
I know. I'm happy now.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody. I like it when it rhymes.
I like it when it rhymes.
How are you doing?
Man, I'm good.
It's good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you. I'm traveling a lot this month, so I'm in Sacramento and San Francisco, and then we're going to be in Phoenix at the end of the month.
I realize this is still
playing.
Yeah,
you're still playing that because you don't know how to work electronics.
Me no good at technology.
I don't know how to do my things.
So you're going to be on the road.
Yeah, I'm on the road.
Yeah.
Sacramento, San Francisco,
where are you right now?
Phoenix.
Because it's Friday right now. Where are you?
I'm just in the internet. I'm living in the internet.
You're in the ether.
Yeah.
I got it. You're up there with the one. Matrix.
Where are you this month? Are you doing any public shows or are you doing all corporate stuff?
No, what am I doing? Good question. I'm going to be in Charlotte. I think I'm already in Charlotte. I think it already happened.
Yeah, you're probably with your parents
right
now.
I'm not sure when this happens. I might be in Nashville.
We'll just be talking like normal.
Just go to johnreap.com. Yeah. J-O-N-R-E-E-P.
I have a personal question for you.
Please do.
Who is your favorite parent?
Oh, how dare you. Well, they're all one. They're the same. I love them equally, just like they would do me and my brother.
Who is your least favorite parent?
Well, that one's easy.
Oh, yeah, because I know mine. No, I'm just kidding.
I love them the same, but for different reasons.
Oh, my God.
My mother's sweet and just... she's perfect. She's an angel. She can do no wrong.
Did you ever think when you were divorced, like when you were little, if your parents got divorced, which one you would live with?
Well, when I was little,
I went back and forth all the time.
I would probably have chosen my mom when I was little.
Yeah.
But, and then my dad would probably appreciate that.
Because your dad had a gun.
He'd be like, get on out of here. But I don't know. I think maybe when I was like, if that had happened and I was like 15 or something, I might. I don't know. That's a good question because I think I probably could have got away with more with mom.
Yeah.
But I think dad might let me slide on some stuff that mom wouldn't.
Mine was the opposite. Daddy was the easy one.
Oh, he was? See, it's the opposite
dad
sex
was
thing.
The like pushover. That's who you asked if so-and-so could sleep over.
Yeah.
Go, you know, can I go sleep at Christy's house?
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Yeah.
My mom was like, well, what is it? What time?
Yes, who all's going to be there?
Who's going to be there?
Who's the chaperone?
I'm not driving.
Do they have the
they
Playboy channel?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hugh Hefner died. We haven't even talked about
that's
that.
That's right. We haven't talked. R.I.P. Hugh Hefner.
Yeah. I mean,
I remember,
a while ago, but...
Do you have any Playboy stories? You ever been to that house? The
no,
mansion?
No, I've never been. I remember, my dad's probably listening, but I remember like seeing some of his when I was growing up and thinking like, I just saw the covers. I never opened them because I was too afraid.
What?
I was so afraid when I found, like it was like in their hope chest at the end of the bed.
Yes.
And I like opened it up looking for something else and I was like, ah! You know, like and then you like slam it shut.
Oh, that's hilarious. How old were you when that happened, do you think?
Oh, I was probably like 13.
Yeah.
I remember my great uncle Lenny,
who
was so funny. He was like 4'8".
Yeah.
He's Romanian. He had identical twin brother who, I mean, he was
the
best. Uncle
Two
Lenny.
4'8" guys next to each other.
Yeah. Uncle Lenny was just like, he loved going fishing, like loved catfish and anything he had was the best.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to get this popcorn maker.
Best.
It's the best. He loved those ones that would go underneath the cabinets. Those, you know, like the toaster ovens that went underneath the cabinets.
Yeah, they would
the
just hang there.
Opener.
Yes.
He loved
I know that.
That.
Oh,
yes,
that's so
that
good.
Was like his whole house was full of like a coffee maker that went under the cabinet.
There was that phase
it.
In the, I guess in the 70s, 80s where it was all about saving counter space.
Yeah.
So we'll just affix things underneath.
Yeah.
And it's like, what's going to fall off in 2 days?
We'll put a hot coffee maker attached to the bottom of the cabinet.
Yeah. Look at all this counter space we have.
He would always buy that. And then we had a satellite dish when we were growing up.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you would just press up and down to scan. And it was like, you know, it went up to like 1,000 or whatever.
Right.
And we were scanning one time and it. Like, it was on the Scramble channel and like a booby popped up and he was like, stop it! And he's like 80 years old. He's like, hold on!
Oh, he wanted to see it?
Oh, wait, pause!
I'm pretty sure I saw a boob!
And then he's like, oh, yeah, keep going.
That's so funny you mention that because I remember we had the Playboy channel. We got the cable box, right?
Oh, you had the cable box.
Yeah, for a minute.
Fancy.
And then, you know, there was the Playboy channel. It came with it.
It came with it.
It was channel 17. I'll never
forget. You remember the number?
Oh, yeah. That's a big deal. And so, but, you know, he wouldn't let, of course, he wouldn't let us watch that because it was in the living room and we always had to go to bed before him. So we never got a really chance to watch it. And then I remember one time him and my mom were going to a neighbor's house to play cards or something. And he goes, all right, now, I don't want you, if I come back and it's on 17, I'm going to know it. But you better not be watching the Playboy channel. Well, of course not, Daddy. So me and my brother took turns looking out. So I'd sit there and watch it for a little bit. And as he's at the window in the front of the house, making sure no one's coming up the driveway.
He was the lookout.
Yeah, he was the lookout. Wait. I go, I just need 5 minutes, Jason.
And then would y'all switch?
Yes, we took turns.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we had a good system.
That was a great system.
But, you know, they drove to the neighbor's house. So we were looking for headlights.
Oh.
And Dad knew that.
Oh, no. He would turn his headlights off?
He parked the car down the road and
Gosh,
walked up
dang
the driveway.
It.
And he came in right there. And I had the clicker in my hand. And it was going from 17 to 16.
Uh-huh.
He goes, aha! I saw it, 17! Well, I told you. I was like, no, I was switching it from 18 to 16,
center.
And it just got... So he knew.
He knew.
Yeah.
They know. They know everything.
But thank you, Hugh Hefner, for all those memories.
Yeah. Hugh Hefner was great. He did a lot of good things.
Did he? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure he did. He probably...
At once. No.
All at the same time. Yeah.
Well, the other thing is, like, we're thinking about Playboy bunnies and Halloween coming up.
Halloween's
Are you a big
up.
Halloween person?
I mean, yes and no. I enjoy Halloween. I think it's funny, like, out here in Los Angeles, Halloween is bigger than Christmas.
Well, it's gay Christmas.
It's gay Christmas.
It really is.
Well, everyone gets more into it than they do Christmas here. Everybody here goes home for Christmas because no one's from here. They go back to see their parents. So it's like, it's almost dead here.
Well, in West Hollywood, they shut down a whole street.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to that?
I have.
Oh, man, it is
for the,
nuts.
For the parade?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went down there 1 year.
So just so you guys know, West Hollywood is boys' town.
Yeah, it's the big gay capital of California.
Yeah, they have
California.
Really gay restaurants there, like Five Guys.
That's right. I'll give people a Five Guys. But no, it's huge. And I went 1 year, and I was with like four of my friends, and we all got separated because it's so packed and people are moving around.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Insane.
I'm too old for this.
Yeah. Oh, no. I've gotten way too old to like dress up or anything. I was like, no. I'll just put wine in a coffee mug and, you know, walk around with you guys while you trick up. Because my godkids live here, so I would go trick or treating with them.
Yeah.
And now the oldest one is too old because he's 15.
Uh-huh.
And Louisa, the young one, I was like, are you still going to trick-or-treat? And she's like, I will never not want candy. That's what she said. I'm never getting older, and I'm never going to not want.
True words have never been spoken. She's right.
If she wasn't my goddaughter, she would be my blood daughter. Like,
yeah.
She is, like, she thinks about candy just as much as I do. I mean, I really, November 1st is my favorite day of the year because Halloween is over and candy is half price.
Yes, and Thanksgiving, that's coming up.
I know. I mean, I really love candy.
I love this time of year.
I love this time of year, the fall.
Yeah.
And I don't really dress up. The only costume I ever had that I really loved was... I was the sun-made raisin girl.
Oh.
My mom made me a little red bonnet because, you know, my mom can sew. And I had just carried around raisins and grapes in a little basket.
Is there a picture of this?
Yeah,
post
I'll
it.
Post it. I'll post it. It's pretty cute.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
My dad,
what about you?
I said, 1 year I just thought, like, I want to be the devil. I thought it'd be cool to be the devil, you know?
Yeah.
I said, let's go get a costume. He's like, no, I ain't going to, I'm not paying for that.
Right.
I can make you a devil costume.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes.
He said he could make
he's
you
He's going to make me one. And he got my long johns, thermal underwear, white, and he got some red dye.
Oh, dear.
And he's going to dye that red, and he made, like, some horns out of a wire hanger or something.
Uh-uh.
You know, it was the effort to put some red paint on my face. But, and then I was going to go to the fall festival we have right up the street, you know. And so I'll go up there dressed as this devil, but the red dye didn't work that great.
I was going to say.
It was pink. I was the pink
devil.
You're
the Pepto Bismol devil.
I was a West Hollywood devil.
You were heartburn.
Yeah. I was a famine Satan.
Get out of here. Do you have a picture of that?
No, thank God.
No, you
I don't
do.
Think there is one.
Your mom's got to have one. When you go to Charlotte, you got to get one.
I'll ask.
I guarantee that it's.
There's so many pictures in my house.
Yeah.
It'll take me forever but I will look. I hope there is one.
Please
actually.
Look.
Yeah.
I usually just dress up my dog. Yeah. I think my mom's gonna make him a little lion tamer, like a lion mask or something.
I love those.
I put one of those Acme rockets on his back one day. Yeah. One time. Yeah.
Nice.
Last year he just had a vote, like a suit on, that said vote because it was before the election.
He's a vote dog.
Yeah.
He's getting the word out.
He was a senator.
I think I do like Halloween. Last year I had a little last minute party at my place.
Oh, you did?
Just last minute little thing. It's a day of Halloween, so it's like a Wednesday.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that crazy. And I forgot, what was I? Sometimes I'm just generic. I got overalls. I'll just be redneck.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just real easy.
One time I was a prop comic. And I had these overalls and I would just pull out random things. I was like, oh, are you drowning? Here's a lifesaver. You know, like stupid stuff like that.
Oh, I want you to do that on stage sometime. That's yeah. hilarious. Here's a lifesaver.
Yeah, I really don't like to even be in my car on Halloween. It's so crowded out there. So I just like sitting at home and watching TV and handing out candy. That's my favorite thing.
One year I went as Dexter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I just got, you know, his kill outfit. Uh-huh. Where he's like that. So that was a fun one. I think if I do anything this year, I'm going to be Conor McGregor.
Oh, yeah, with the big fur coat.
Because I got the red beard and the red hair, and I could just get one of those.
And you definitely have the abs.
I got the abs. They're in there somewhere.
You should get
I'm gonna start working
one
out.
Of those, like, Batman suit things that have the abs carved out. And
I'm
going to
a makeup
there.
Artist and have them just, you know, shaded in.
So,
yeah. Well, you can buy the tattoo he has, the like a fake tattoo. Like
oh,
a
that's perfect,
tattoo.
Then.
I'll get that. I'll get, like, a faux fur coat, mm-hmm. like a white coat.
Yeah, get your dad to dye it.
Get my dad to dye it.
A bunch of different colors.
And I'll get some Lululemons and some dress shoes and walk around. I'll be Conor McGregor.
You got to get like Ian Edwards to be Floyd Mayweather. You guys got to go together to the party.
Oh, that would be good.
That would be so good.
Oh, yeah. So happy Halloween, everybody.
Yeah, happy Halloween. Yeah. I'm going to.
I love candy too, by the way. What's your favorite one?
I'm going to, you know, honestly, I'm a big sour candy person.
Yeah.
So Nerds or I don't like Sour Patch Kids. I like Shock Tarts.
Shock Tarts.
Those are like Sour Punch straws or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Anything like that.
Okay.
That really gets me.
No, I love the corn. What's that
candy
called?
Candy corn.
Candy corn.
Oh, I love candy corn.
I love it.
Yeah. I don't know why people
Some
don't
people
like
hate
that.
It. I don't get why they
Aaron,
hate it.
Aaron, what is happening?
He's like,
Aaron
he's right down the road on that. He
Aaron's
don't care.
Vomiting in the corner. He's very upset. What's your? Do you like candy, Aaron, or are you just like sulking at the studio when we're here?
He likes cheeseburgers. When I walked in here, he's wuffing one down.
I love a Kit Kat or a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, you know.
Have you had
chocolate.
The Canadian ones? You know, they're like, they taste different, the Canadian
no.
Kit Kat. Yeah, because their chocolate's better apparently. I mean, I
it
don't
doesn't
know.
Have the fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, maple
I'll
Kit
take
Kat.
Maple, yeah.
When I was in Tokyo, they had green tea Kit Kats.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those.
Green tea
nope.
Kit Kats.
Okay, we got to remember to bring him. What about the orange
I've never
ones?
Seen
don't they do the orange ones on Halloween?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Orange chocolate?
Is it orange chocolate?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I have never seen green tea Kit Kat.
I'll bring you one. I think I still have some there from 4 years ago. You'll love it.
Oh. Hey,
I
you don't
liked
know
it.
My fridge. I keep stuff in there a long time.
Have you ever had the green tea frappuccino at Starbucks?
No.
Or the green, like the.
I stay away from green tea. I don't know why.
It's.
I'm like biased. Like
matcha,
I'm like, what's wrong with my brown tea? My mama made.
Honestly, it tastes like vanilla. It doesn't even. It tastes anyway like a malt.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. But you guys hate everything, so
no,
I don't care.
I'll try it. Bring it in.
I'm crying.
It. Who are we calling?
I'm going to call my brother-in-law right now.
Okay.
Let's just see what he's doing.
What's his name?
His name is Tim. This is my sister's husband, mm-hmm. the teacher.
Got it.
And Tim is a firefighter and an EMT.
Ooh.
And probably drinking beer right now because it's probably off work. It's not going to even.
Bill's bass drop.
What did you say? Bait shop?
Yeah. What can I do for you? No.
Tim, say
What's
hello. To, say hello to John Reap.
Hello, John.
Hello, Tim. How are you?
I'm wonderful, sir. How are you?
Good, good, good. Good to meet you over the phone.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing tonight?
Oh, I am just hanging around the house. Just got done doing your sister's chores. For the evening.
Oh, yeah, what are those?
You know, all kinds of things. Take out the trash.
Swiffer the floor. Swiffer the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Swiffer the floor for the 13th time today. Yes, please. No.
Put the dishes away.
My sister's very OCD, so
oh, yeah?
The Swiffer
yeah.
comes out quite a bit.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
It's a clean house, at least.
Ugh. Hey, let me tell you, it's definitely a clean house, I'll tell you that.
Before you married her, were you as clean as she makes you be now?
Absolutely not. No.
Like if she was gone for a week, what would the house look like?
If it was anything like it is now, I'd have hell to pay. But no, I'm just kidding. No, I try to help. She's definitely a very neat and tidy person. And over the 10 years of marriage that we've had, I really like a clean house.
So yeah,
it's really good. No, she definitely gave me some good habits and stuff.
Yeah, I think she's a good first wife for you. You know,
good starter
Absolutely,
wife.
Absolutely. Yeah. at least a great future ex-wife. I don't know.
When I was married, me and my wife, we both hated doing dishes.
Oh, you both? Yeah.
And so it turned into a contest to see who could stand the filth the longest.
Oh, no.
And then one of us would finally break down like, I can't stand it anymore. There's nothing to eat off of. We're eating all Frisbees and drinking out of the laundry detergent
Frisbees.
Lid.
Frisbees.
But yeah, so I'm all about a clean house, but I don't like dishes, but yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Got to throw everything in the dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
You off work? What?
Go ahead.
Are you off work tonight?
I am. No, I'm at the house, just relaxing.
Everybody should know, are a firefighter and an EMT.
Oh.
Right?
Nice.
That's correct. Yes, ma'am.
You just got a new job.
Correct.
And what is that?
I'm a paramedic on an advanced life support ambulance.
Okay.
Here in Dalton, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
The fine city of Dalton.
Yes.
And I am a volunteer firefighter. I went from career firefighter to volunteer firefighter, and I went full-time on the ambulance.
And do you have to just, like, rescue homeless people, or do you have, like, real calls, or is it, like, a lot of old people that are like, I'm itchy?
My cat won't come down
the
tree.
Yeah.
We definitely have our, we have some pretty, tough calls. We have decent calls, and then we go to our kind of what we run-of-the-mill easy calls, I guess you could say. It's just a repeat, frequent flyers, as we like to call them, or people who want a blood pressure check. So,
yeah.
So we go from blood pressure check to you just had an accident on the interstate and you really need some serious medical attention before everything goes really bad. So we really got to be ready for anything.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just people just want to talk.
Right.
Hey, check my blood pressure, and hey, I want to talk to you about a couple things, you know?
Kind of like how we're doing right now. We're like, we just want to talk.
Sure.
Like, we just want to take up your time. I'm calling 911 Tim.
So have you had, how long have you been doing the... Go ahead, Tim. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead, sir.
I was just going to ask you how long you've been doing the firefighting.
I've been a fireman. I actually joined the volunteer fire department here locally when I was 18 years old.
Wow.
I was before I graduated high school.
Mm-hmm.
It was May 15th of 2003.
Wow.
So you're like an athlete then, because you got to pass all these physical tests, right? You got to like drag a dummy around.
Yeah, like a cat. He has to drag a cat around and prove that he can get it out of the tree.
Was that a hard test?
Absolutely. The physical test that we have to, the PT exam that we have to pass, we actually do it once a month.
Really?
Making sure everybody's staying on course.
I like that.
Making sure, yeah, you don't want, guy with a huge beer belly coming in there and trying to save people, right?
You can't fit through that chimney.
Somebody who's, exactly. you want somebody who's fit and can do their job, and if somebody needs to be rescued, then that's what we want to provide.
Right.
Now, out here in California, we've had a lot of big fires lately.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, Las Vegas just happened.
Yep.
And I know, like, nothing crazy like that has happened in Dalton. But how do they prepare you guys for situations like that? And if you're a first responder in that situation, like, what's the first thing that you have to do?
Well, life safety is number one. Mm-hmm. First thing we go after, first thing that's on our mind when the bell tones is life safety. Okay. If we need to rescue somebody or if we need to provide medical attention to somebody to save a life, then we will. And that's what we're trained to do. So that's number one. That's what we do. You know, you talk about the big fires in California. Actually, the crazy thing about it is last year, last summer, was one of the driest summers that we've had in Georgia in a long, long time. So we had a lot of those kinds of calls where we had fire that was just about to take over somebody's residence, or we had a lot of brush fires, we had a lot of wildland fires, kind of like what they do out there out west, that just get out of control. And so we have to protect structures. Obviously, life safety is number one. And, you know, property conservation is number two. And, you know, looking out for us and you know, just mitigating the scene, you know, getting people to safety and just putting out the fire.
Does Dalton, Georgia have the airplanes that can put water?
What water?
You're talking about the airplanes that just dump.
It's not water that they dump.
No, what is it?
Though.
It's
what
like some
it?
Fire retardant. I don't know.
Yeah, what to do?
Retarded fire.
Fire retardant was your nickname in high school, right?
Still is. But I don't imagine Dalton would have something like that, or do you?
Actually, no. City of Dalton does not, and the county that we live in, Whitfield County, does not. But Georgia Forestry is a great department that provides a lot of the overhead, the planes and everything. And they actually have that capability to take these big planes and drop it, a lot of that fire retardant stuff over these wildland fires.
That's
and
just
make it out
to
of control
say.
Because.
It's so fun to
say it. I feel like I'm doing something politically incorrect when I say it, but that's what you call it.
Absolutely.
Is there not a technical term for it, like sulfur or like whatever?
Yeah. What is in fire retardant? Do you know what that stuff is?
That is above my pay grade, boss.
It's fire retardant.
Now, when you have to protect a property, do you just like water it down? Is that what? I don't know.
Yeah.
And I'm the fire retardant one.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, just get it wet. It's fine. It'll smoke
a
little
last
bit.
Last week, John talked about how he put out a grease fire in his house with water and then his Letterman jacket. So I don't think that's how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah, I wish you were there, Tim. You could have helped me.
No, please don't put water on grease fire. That
yeah,
is not good.
Yeah, a little too late, but yes, that's okay. What they're taught.
But that is what you do, right? You just put water on the house. You keep wetting it down so that the fire stops when it gets to the wet, right?
That's correct. There's different types of fire. You have your electrical. You have, chemical fires, as in grease fires, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, your natural burning materials, which is normally your house fire. So that's what we do. We get up and we go and we actually carry hundreds and hundreds of gallons of water on our fire trucks so we can kind of put, do a quick attack as you would.
Oh, before you even plug in, like you have it on the truck already?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we have anywhere from 500 to 1,000 gallons of water on the truck just ready to go. And, you know, the truck has a pump itself.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have pre-connected hose lines that we pull off the hose, that pull off the truck, and that goes straight into our pump. And then once we're flowing water on the house from the, you know, tank water, we actually try to find a hydrant or some kind of positive water source to give us extra water so we can keep flowing water down the line.
It all just sounds so sexual.
I was thinking how much fun it could be. Like, it's, have you ever...
Anytime... I'm sorry, I can't
keep going.
No, really go ahead, Tim.
It's good. Anytime we talk about pulling our hoses off the truck, it may be just a little bit sexual.
Yeah.
Like, do you guys just giggle a lot about the hose stuff?
Yeah, sliding down the pole.
100%.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we are children at heart. We do love to have a good time, and you know, there's a lot of out of context stuff when we're talking about our fire trucks and hoses.
Of course. Do you guys have a fire pole that you would slide down in the firehouse?
Actually, we do.
Yes, yeah. That's got to be fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's. I guess.
It'd be a great place to have a bachelor party. You know, some strippers over, get on the pole.
Well, the funny thing about that, John, is that's how it started back in the day. I think the whole I guess the urban tale about poles and fire departments is that they used to have them in there for the females and stuff like that. I don't know. That's just a joke. I guess we like to throw around.
Like that, like they had it for entertainment to keep them awake at night.
I think it's a joke that we like to throw. Yeah, no, it's to go from the second floor to the first floor in a timely manner. But it's gonna be fun.
Absolutely. Sarah, have you ever held one of these giant hoses?
Like the I've never dated a black guy, if that's what you're asking.
I think they're white hoses. I don't know if there's some black ones in there, but they're very powerful.
No, it
takes like five guys to hold it down. That's what she said. I know. How do you not talk about this and laugh?
I cannot handle it.
Yeah, yeah. But it's very powerful.
If you'd ever like to come hold the giant hose, just come to Ringgold, Georgia. I can sit you up.
Yeah, he can.
I don't think your sister would be too happy about that. Sarah. Holding Tim's giant hose.
I have to do it when Tim's not there. That would be weird.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, speaking of things that are hot, I want to talk to you about Georgia Bulldogs because you were at the Georgia-Tennessee game.
Yes, ma'am.
And how did that feel?
Vindicating. It was a wonderful experience, especially to go into Neyland Stadium and absolutely crush them.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It really was.
Right in front of Peyton Manning and Brett Favre, who were both there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know Brett Favre was there.
I don't know why Brett Favre was there. That's very confusing to me because he didn't go to either of those schools,
and
he's from
Peyton
Louisiana.
Just hanging out now?
I don't know.
Yeah, he's from Mississippi, I think.
Yeah, Mississippi. Yeah. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hattiesburg.
Right.
Well, I mean, I also, whenever I think of you, I think of Imagine Dragons. For some reason. And I keep hearing that song Thunder, and it reminds me of Nick Chubb and Sony Michelle because they're Thunder and Lightning, and I just feel like they should be playing that song.
He's an amazing dude, isn't he? Actually, when you called me, I was sitting here watching some highlights of Nick Chubb.
we just talked about hoses, and now we're talking
Chubbs?
About Chubbs.
I know.
Exactly.
Is that what you're calling? Okay.
Yeah.
He's an amazing guy. He's a great running back. He's an amazing athlete. He's an awesome student. The whole story behind the Chubb family is what gets me sometimes.
What?
There's actually a town in Georgia called Chubbtown. right? Crazy as it might sound. Chubbtown, named after his family.
Who were
freed slaves after the Civil War, and they grew up, or they're not grew up, goodness gracious, they built this town in Georgia, and they were self-sufficient. They were all black, obviously, and it was just their family, and they were self-sufficient people without any help from the outside.
So, like, they farm. Mm-hmm. And they found water. Yes. And
Yeah. And it's literally the town stands today. And that's one of the things about Nick Chubb is that he wants to go back to his town and buy some property and kind of keep the family name going.
Oh, that's amazing. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, just an amazing individual he is.
How about, did you know, I told Dad this on the last podcast, but Jake Fromm's Twitter handle, have you seen that?
What is that?
It's Jake from State Fromm.
Oh, yes. Oh, I love all the memes. They're hilarious.
Well, that's his Twitter handle, Jake from State Fromm. I just love it so much. I can't stop laughing about it. Just like I can't stop laughing about hoses and poles.
Chubbs.
But yeah. All right, well, we'll let you get back to watching your chub videos.
Right. Amen to that. I'll be watching them all night, I promise.
Okay, buddy. Give Joanna a kiss for me. I love you.
Me too.
All right, I'll talk to you. Good to talk to you.
All right.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Good guy.
He's the best.
How old is he?
Oh, man. He's younger than my sister, so let's see. She's about to turn 36.
Okay.
So he's probably 32 or 33.
Yeah. I like that they have to take that test every month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
You see some overweight cops every now and then. I go like, man.
Yeah.
I'm not going to chase somebody
traffic,
down.
Right? You're in traffic.
Yeah. He just, he's just writing tickets. I get that. But, like, these firemen, they got to run these buildings and, you know, pull people out. You can't you can't have.
Yeah, you gotta
can't be obese and do that.
That reminded me of this story that I found when I was like looking up articles in my local newspaper in the Calhoun Times.
Oh yeah,
which by the way,
we got some local news.
I was looking today; they haven't even posted a news story for like 2 weeks. You know what I mean? Like nothing except for like scores from the football game.
Right.
That's like the most recent story.
It's a slow news week.
But this happened at the Armory. You know, we have like a local Armory where the Army National Guard is in Calhoun.
Okay.
Actually, my first tour in Iraq, I was trying to find them. That was actually the whole reason I even wanted to go. In 2005, I was looking for their division. I ended up finding them. So, anyway, long story. I was there for 2 weeks. It's crazy. So, according to investigators with the Calhoun Police Department, the contents of the package left for President Donald Trump on Friday included 3 blank notebooks, several picture frames, and stock photographs and other papers described as trash by an officer.
What?
So, this guy was arrested this morning after leaving a suspicious package at the Army National Guard in Calhoun. So, he dropped off this backpack
to the
for Donald Trump.
Was he going to show up? Was he scheduled to make an appearance?
No.
Nope. So he just thought, well.
He just thought, I'll take this to the Army.
He's going
to
come here
They'll
at some
get it
point.
To the president.
Yeah.
And inside was
blank notebooks. Just like his brain.
Several picture frames with stock photos. So that means like.
The family that comes with
the
frame.
Black and white.
They got to be rich. I would love to do that. Actually, my buddy Dusty Slay has a bit about that. He always buys stuff at the thrift store. So he goes like, I'm not going to pay, you know, the wholesale for frames. I'm going to go to the thrift store and get some. And so he always wanted to put his picture in the frame and just leave it in there and see, like, you know, the phone number, see what happens.
Maybe get a phone
call or something.
I used to buy artwork from like Salvation Army and Goodwill. Like, there's so many artists in LA that hated what they did and they would throw it out. And I have all these like cool paintings.
You get some cool, interesting stuff.
I have some cool stuff from there.
So this dude decides he's going to put the picture frames with the,
yeah. And then other papers described as trash.
What are that? Just like newspaper, probably just to stuff it in there.
Yeah, I don't know. Just to make it look bigger. I brought you all this stuff.
Do you think this dude was trying to be funny? Like here, I think you need to be writing your journal. Here's some empty notepad. What is the message do you think this guy was trying to send?
That's the biggest question, I think, that this article does not answer.
Oh,
I mean,
Calhoun!
The item does not appear to contain anything that would pose a threat. Mm. However, we will continue to investigate this incident in an effort to find a definitive answer as to why the package was left at this particular location and uncover any possible threats that may exist in connection with this incident. That's a very...
Yeah.
Well...
He was arrested.
Medley, who's the name of the guy, has been charged with 1 count of criminal trespass and remains in the Gordon County Jail with further charges pending.
He's in jail for dropping off
guy.
A package. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm glad he's in jail.
The guy has one eye closed and is, what is that called? Your mugshot?
Yeah, it's a mugshot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he left it just at the National Guard.
so peculiar.
Like,
I didn't know you could get arrested for leaving a box of notebook paper.
A suspicious package. I think I also had like a government building because the Army National Guard.
You can't just drop off. You can drop off children at the firehouse.
Yeah, no questions
asked. No problem.
But a backpack
if
with
you
picture
show up,
frames.
Oh, it's a backpack.
I think. I don't even know. They just said it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Suspicious package.
3 blank notebooks.
Okay, well, note to self, don't drop, don't, Christmas must be tough for those guys. Well, I was going to give you a present, but I don't know where to put it. I'm going to go to jail. That's odd.
But some people do good things, though, right? You found that guy on Facebook that's like that really smart guy.
Yeah.
Who's trying to figure out nuclear fusion.
Let me plug this in because it's just a two-minute little thing.
This guy, you sent me the Facebook
this
video.
This falls under our segment. There are smart rednecks out there. Well, rednecks. This guy.
Well, rednecks. Yeah, that's what this I like guy, when you say that.
This guy is Virginia. I mean, he looks like.
He
looks like a Duck Dynasty guy.
Oh my God!
With half of his face caved in or something.
He's very thin.
Yeah, very thin.
So he definitely doesn't eat a lot.
No.
Because he's probably one of those guys that...
He smokes a lot.
Eats what he hunts, and he doesn't hunt.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Like, just whatever's in the
whoever
backyard.
Whoever brings him something.
Whatever roadkill's laying
whatever's
around.
Whatever's left over from his friends that are coming over to try to do nuclear stuff.
I sent this to you because I was watching, you know that Vice channel?
Yeah.
I love that channel.
Yeah, it's great.
So this is this guy. It says, Vice said, this man built a nuclear reactor in his basement. And I'll just play a little bit from this guy right here. Let me turn this up.
Yeah, that would be good.
We're in beautiful Floyd County, which is truly heaven, unlike West Virginia, which is only almost heaven. I have been a race car driver. I'm currently a gunsmith and competitive shooter.
Get out.
One-inch high.
Owner and purveyor of technology when I feel like it.
This is our primary neutron detector, which I built. I
pretty much built this house myself. And this is how we get all of our power. I
run a he's lighting a cigarette with a blowtorch.
Engineering forum, a very open source oriented. We essentially exist to reveal trade secrets. What I've managed to do is collect a bunch of other guys like me and get them to tell their secrets. The importance of open source for me is that when we don't have it, we lose information. We lose our culture. Open sourcing things is empowering for everybody involved in it. I teach you, you teach me. I think it's the way we were meant to be.
This guy has a cigarette in his hand the whole time.
I learned to do electrical with parts scavenged from dumpsters from behind a TV store. So I had to learn how to design things with what I had.
This is a guerrilla engineered fusion reactor. We started with parts all designed to do something else.
Crazy.
Nuclear physicists have developed fusion reactors in an effort to create abundant energy. So that's what that's for. Recent advances have brought them closer. But a reactor that produces more energy than it receives has not yet been developed.
But this guy's on top of it.
I hope you're hearing.
No, but he's like literally
taking place in my fusion reactor. We have
it's
it set
really
low because I am trying to not try these nice cameramen.
The whole
fusion is to make this into a usable power source, and it will power everything for the rest of forever on this earth without polluting the earth. You're not going to turn into three-eyed Chernobyl hogs. You took more radiation on your flight in here than you're going to get from watching this thing run full snot.
Full snot.
Big science has been failing this miserably. They're unable to do anything quickly. Everything is meetings and bureaucracy. Here it's just, can I make fusion work? No one's getting in my way. I'm not getting anybody else's way. It's me against the universe.
I love this guy.
Has red Solo cups that are his like pen holder. Like right. That guy uses red Solo cups to hold as like bins.
Yeah. Storage.
And they're everywhere.
Looks like his place looks like, you know, an old utility shed from like the 40s, right?
Yes.
Everything's old. He makes this stuff out of parts he finds in dumpsters behind, you know, old Radio Shacks.
Yeah, this guy
trash.
Is a genius.
He's a redneck MacGyver.
Yeah.
But like, if you look at that guy, you would never think that
never.
This guy
no,
could make
it. No, he looks like Santa's brother that his parents were disappointed in. Yeah, he's on crack, but somehow has figured out how to power Santa's sleigh.
I like this dude just lit that cigarette with a blowtorch.
With a blowtorch.
Yeah.
I mean, he's right, though. Like, the bureaucracy does slow everything down when you're trying to create something that would power the earth. And
yeah.
You know, there's always those conspiracies about how, like, there's cures for cancer, but the medical companies and they don't want it cured because then they won't sell us medicine. And
that was Chris Rock's famous little bit. There is no cure. No, there's no money in the cure. That's what he was saying. They always want to sell you pills for the symptoms. But if they cure it, then
game over for them. Nuclear, you know, fusion, then we don't need gasoline and batteries. You know, when I was in Afghanistan, this was 2011. I was there just after we killed Osama bin Laden.
Uh-huh.
Which is so weird because when I was in Iraq, we had just captured Saddam Hussein. So it's like the government like gets rid of the dictators before I come in.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, you got to start touring again.
I know.
Get over there.
Yeah. That Coney fucker better watch out in Africa if I go there. But so when I was in Afghanistan, they found the largest untapped reserve of lithium in the world Afghanistan. And lithium is everything now because that's what powers our iPhone.
Yeah, batteries.
That's what powers our electric cars. Mm-hmm. And that's the solar panel. Like, it's in everything.
Is it a drug, too?
Like lithium.
It used to be a drug. Didn't, like, Nirvana have a song called Lithium?
I thought it was laudanum.
Yeah. Lithium. Maybe laudanum. Laudanum sounds like a redneck version.
Aaron's got
a son. Go ahead, please.
Lithium helps, helps with bipolar. I don't know if it's a
lithium?
Stimulant. Yeah.
Okay. It's not the same thing,
It's
though.
Important.
No, it's not the same as the lithium ion batteries.
Okay. So I'm not going to get high from eating my phone. Dang it.
Something's going to happen.
You're going to do all these
You're
old phones.
You're going to feel weird. That's for sure. Right. But yeah, so I mean, I don't even know where I was going with that. But
yeah, it is. There's all these conspiracies about like, you know, well, Nikola Tesla invented some sort of power source that comes from the earth that would have been free power for everyone. Yeah. And then Edison says, no, we need to make money from this and did another way.
Yeah.
And then ruined his name.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all about money, usually. But you would never think. Where are you going to post that?
I like that this. I'll post it on my Facebook. Okay. I'll send it to you as well. Okay. We can both post it.
We'll post it on our Facebooks.
Because it's too long for Instagram. But we can. I'll share it on my Twitter and my Facebook.
Yeah,
and stuff
Twitter
like that.
And Facebook.
There's a longer version of that. That's a 7-minute long version. You can check that out as well. It's pretty interesting.
The guy's fascinating. What was his name again? Do you remember?
Oh, God.
Yeah,
oh,
I don't know.
Mr. Okay. Coulter. Something Coulter.
Okay.
Yeah, Doug Coulter.
Get out. That sounds like an inventor. Doesn't it? Like Dusty Slay sounds like a comedian.
Yeah, that's right.
And Doug Kenter?
Coulter. Yeah, I actually know a buddy, one of my best friends named Marty Coulter. I wonder if he's...
Maybe they're related.
I'll have to ask
Marty. I'm sure Marty probably
invented
nuclear.
He's like a civil engineer. He's a smart guy, but he sounds... He's got a thick accent. Marty does.
That's amazing.
So there you go. See, there are smart rednecks people.
There are.
Get over it.
Before we leave, I was going to tell you, I found this article. By the way, first of all, we're talking about just things with the earth. Do you know the rapper B.O.B.?
Bob?
You know B.O.B. is like...
I should, but
airplanes
I don't.
Airplanes in the night sky with the shooting stars. You know that song?
I don't know it. I'm sorry.
I gotta find it. Anyway,
Aaron was nodding his head. Nope. No. Though. Okay. He's shaking his head.
Oh shoot.
So what? What's about Bob? What about Bob?
He here it is. I'm gonna play it really quick. Oh shoot! Not that one.
Are you plugged in? Here, let me give you the thing.
No, but I was just.
Okay.
Well, let me just fast forward it. You know that song?
No. Nope. I'm so out of touch.
Yeah.
I like it.
I can really use it. Okay.
I could rock to that.
That's a pretty great song. So anyway, he has started a GoFundMe account to prove that the earth is flat.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Flat earther people, I don't
I
get
can't.
It.
It makes me laugh so hard. And so he needs $1 million.
Oh, yeah.
This started
it.
2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. They are at $5,061.
Oh, man.
He put $1,000 himself in there. Oh. I love that he believes in this so much. He wants $1 million.
Uh-huh.
And he puts like 0.1%.
I mean, all this is us funding him to prove him wrong.
Right.
Like, okay, you want to go up in a space shuttle so you can see? Fine. $1 million.
He's like, I need it to be, it was supposed to be $250,000, but then he upped it to $1 million because he's like, we're going to need more weather balloons that can go up into the sky and drones. He said drones that could go into space. Drones cannot go into space.
How did this start? I don't understand where it comes from.
Yeah, I don't know where it comes from either.
I bet he doesn't believe in dinosaurs either.
Yeah, probably.
A lot of the people who, these flat earthers also don't believe dinosaurs. But they do. They might believe in the Easter Bunny.
I always wanted to go to like the Jurassic Park premiere with like a long skirt and like a long sleeve shirt and interview people and just be like, "So this movie is about, you know, fiction because dinosaurs never existed."
Right.
So like I just like protesting it.
Yeah.
Oh man, would have been such a fun video. Yeah.
Well, so anyway. I mean, I want to get these people like, okay, look, here's a telescope. Just look. Oh, actually, let's start with the moon. What shape is that? It's round. It's now, are flat. They thinking maybe that's a flat round, like it's a pizza?
Yeah, I don't know what they're. I can't even.
I don't know what their argument is.
But they said because you can't see past the horizon, so it must be.
That's it? Oh my gosh.
You know, it's like if you if it's like the wind, right? Yeah, do you believe in wind? You can't see it, but you feel it,
right?
So gravity, obviously. Like, I don't know. Yeah. He has a video.
I want to. We should dive into that actually and see what the argument is. Aaron, do you know anything about this argument?
Let me try to pull.
I mean, didn't
his...
you have a flat earther in here not long ago? Who was that?
Yeah, he's an MMA fighter named Eddie Bravo.
Well, I can't really argue with that guy then.
Yeah, he's a trained killer.
Yeah. So you just let him talk.
Yeah, you just let him talk.
Yeah, right.
What was his points though? Was he making any kind of sense? Do you remember any of this?
No, I mean they just believe that Antarctica's is. Basically ice that surrounds this flat surface that he thinks the Earth is. And
so it's something to do with Antarctica and the poles and I don't know.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Oh, look, it just went up by $5 since I came here. Now it's 5,066. Wow. Here, let me play this video where he talks about it. Let's see if I can.
I'd like to thank everybody who donated to the cause. Your contributions are greatly appreciated. However, I made a few alterations to the campaign by raising
the original amount
from 200,000 to 1,000,000 because I feel like a lot of people have made a lot of valid suggestions. So I have come to the conclusion that instead of just sending one satellite or several satellites into space, I will be raising funds to try every available experiment and test, including but not limited to weather balloons.
Please tell me he's wearing a lab coat.
Blimps, even.
Like oh, blimps.
High
blimps
altitude balloons and whatever else, or any type of suggestion that anybody has. So
it's almost worth it just to hear him say,
I'll be documenting this whole process, and I'll keep everybody updated on this road to 1,000,000 and how the funds will be used to research and come to a conclusion. Thank you all for participating.
Wow.
And then he does a peace sign.
He's very passionate.
I'm open to suggestions, like he said. Okay. He's open to suggestions as to how we can prove it.
Yeah.
Do you think we should send in a suggestion?
Yeah. How about get cable television? Turn it to
Happy Columbus Day. Yeah. Like, yeah.
I wonder if he thinks people have fallen off. Like
the Earth?
Yeah. Well, if it's flat.
Maybe that's where the dinosaurs went. That's right. Well, so then how can the mermaids live if they're falling? They just
that's right,
they just run into, like, what's at the end? That's what I don't
understand.
That's
what I want to ask him. Like, what do you think? Does water just fall out?
You just bang your head like the Truman Show?
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Well, you just fall off and float in space.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah.
That's where, that must be where all those, like, the extra socks that you lose in the dryer, that's where they go.
They fell off the Earth. They fell off of it. That's insane.
It's so crazy, but people are the other thing is that people are donating. That's the other thing.
And I can't believe that people get behind this and believe it.
People are. People.
I think a lot of it has distrust, like they just don't trust the media. It's like, well, everything's fake news now. So just there's pictures of people landing on the moon, that doesn't mean it was the moon. I think they faked it. You know, that's what they believe.
Like we live in a society where everybody's calling everybody else fake, so you don't know what to believe is true. I feel like I live on Snopes.com. You know Snopes?
Yeah, I know of it. I haven't been on there, though.
Well, it's just like it tells you whether or not this rumor that you're hearing is true or not.
Oh.
And they really investigate it, and they'll say, oh, it's 80% true,
okay,
and like 20% false, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Have you been on that website, Aaron?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird because it's run by a couple of people in Missouri or something. Like,
oh, Missouri's what are you perfect. Trying to that's say? Right in the middle.
Yeah,
so see, that's even.
Of the U.S.
It's a show me state. They got to say, show me. I don't believe you.
Wait, so you're saying you don't believe them?
No. More times than not, yeah. But it is weird that it is like just a married couple that runs it, whole thing.
Let's look them up. I'm going to do Snopes on these people.
Yeah, are they really in love?
Yeah.
Or is it for like a green card situation?
Right. Where are you really
from? So that
she
could stay on this flat earth.
That's right.
I was going to, do you have anything?
Yeah. You want?
I just have one more thing that I was going to tell you about.
Oh, please do.
Because this guy wrote this really long opinion article.
Where
it's called Waffle House Staff Needs More Respect for Filling Bellies and Saving Lives.
Oh. No, I might agree with this one.
Okay, this guy's name is Severo Avila. Severo, A-V-I-L-A. Avila. For the Rome.
Is there a picture of him?
Yeah.
Okay.
I will tweet out the link.
Severo. Interesting.
First of all, he tells you what his order is. So basically the article is about how when you go into a Waffle House, the waitress calls out the order to the cook.
Yes.
And he doesn't write any, like nothing's written down.
Oh, okay.
You know how like.
Yeah, they just know
the
it.
Cooks at Waffle House are amazing. Like they.
You have to remember a lot of
for people who've
stuff.
Never graduated middle school, like they can,
Well, they can make
get
some
your
scatters,
order right.
Mother, mm-hmm.
You know, and they have like 10 orders in front of them that are all just through their ear. So apparently he said, first of all, he tells you his order. He says, my order alone was a bit complicated. I usually get a hot chocolate. I've never gotten
gosh.
At Waffle House?
Yes. Who is this person?
Exactly. That's the
does person. He even have hot chocolate?
I didn't know that they had chocolate.
I don't like him already.
I know. Water. A waffle. Scrambled eggs with cheese. Raisin toast. Get out of
raisin
here.
Raisin toast?
Get out. You're out.
No.
And with apple butter, an order of bacon, and an order of hash browns smothered covered in chunk. Which is onions, cheese, and ham.
Yeah, so good.
Then I usually get all that. I sprinkle some hot sauce on most of it. I mean, this guy is like so detailed about his order. He's probably hungry when he was writing it. You know that when you like are too specific about foods because you're hungry when you're writing it?
I'm starving right now.
The next paragraph starts, but anyhow.
Okay.
Journalism. All that was to say that my
order
was complicated. And when you consider that the cook was preparing meals just like mine for 20 people, it's a miracle he could keep up with it all without writing it down. Someone once told me, and I don't know how true it is, this is him, I'm quoting him, that the cooks have a system where they'll lay out plates for every person at a particular table that the server is calling out. Then as she calls out the orders, he'll place an item on that plate that reminds him of what the order is. So he may place a little piece of ham on there or a packet of butter or maybe some cheese. Cues as to what he needs to do for that one plate. It makes sense to me. That's what he wrote.
That's pretty interesting. I'm gonna watch for that now.
Yeah.
When's the last time you've been to Waffle House?
Oh, man.
Been a while.
Yeah. I was there earlier this year.
Yeah. I think. About 2 months ago for me.
Really? It was like what do you get when you go?
Well, different
depends
things.
Depends on what time of day.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
if it's 2 a.m., it's different than what it is at 9 a.m.
I think I've only been in a Waffle House when it's dark outside. Like, I've never been there in the
morning.
There's
no locks on the door, right? They never close. There's
and it's in the shape of a trailer. Did you notice that? It's like a rectangle.
Oh, yeah.
It's like they know their audience.
That's why I'm comfortable in there. Otherwise, I can't keep up with so many orders being hollered at him once at a time. Okay, this guy's amazing. Severo. And on top of that, keep in mind that a majority of the people who go to Waffle House are drunk.
Yes.
And it's 2 a.m. and they themselves can't keep up with their own order, let alone convey it eloquently to a server.
That's true.
So it's my opinion, this is what he's writing.
Okay.
It's my opinion that we need to have a lot more respect and admiration for the good folks who serve and cook at Waffle House.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you're thinking. Severo?
Wow, he's in my head. he's so right. I was starting my sentence with Severo.
Severo. There's lots of other professions that do more important jobs in our community, such as nurses and doctors and law enforcement officers and firefighters. And this is very true. Those professions are vital and thankless and tiring and sometimes dangerous. And I admire and respect them. But think about it. Those folks at Waffle House are out here saving lives, too. Many a night. Or very early in the morning, I've been at the old Waffle House on 411 or the one on Armurchie with my inebriated friends, and an order of hash browns is the only thing that can revive some of them.
Oh, so he's saying the food is saving the lives. I thought his argument was going to be that the people get in there and they get drunk and they get rowdy and they fight.
Right.
And so they're like breaking up fights.
And the cook's like, no, I have a spatula. I'm the king.
Right.
I'm going to put your face on this hot griddle.
Like maybe they have to revive people physically for real, like CPR.
I've definitely fallen asleep in a Waffle House before being.
That's easy to do.
You know what I mean? Where they wake you up and they're like, here's your
Yeah. You just pass out. You get it to go and you're like, I'll just sit here a minute. And you're like, okay, it's ready now. Okay.
Oh, I guess I should.
Can I just stay here?
How late are y'all open? Oh, forever? thank goodness. So that all-star breakfast is the only thing that stands between them and certain death from alcohol poisoning.
Good point, Severo.
Severo is severe, I guess you want to say. Like, he is.
Yeah, he is.
And that sausage biscuit is the only thing that can sop up the copious amounts of alcohol they just ingested on Broad Street.
Well, I like that he used sop.
Yeah. These servers and cooks work long hours, are constantly on their feet, and most of them are the friendliest, most jovial, salt-of-the-earth people you ever met.
Oh.
They're always ready to share a laugh and call you darling and make sure your drink is full. And they do it for not a whole lot of money.
And they get made fun of all the time behind their backs, you know.
Yeah.
Because they work at a Waffle House.
Listen, people with two teeth are nice. I don't care what anybody says.
Have you ever done a dine and dash? I did that at a Waffle House.
No, yeah. I've never. I can't.
Oh, when I was a dumb teenager. Not recently.
Yeah, right.
But we've done that. Well, one time we were at a Pizza Hut, and it was like four of us, and this is like when I was in community college, and the waiter brought the bill, and we all paid for it, while my buddy, Booger who called in, he went to the bathroom, and he paid his part, right?
Uh-huh.
So when he came back, we said, hey, Booger, we're not going to pay for it, we're just going to run out the door. He's like, don't you do it. So yeah. He didn't know we'd already paid his bill. And we got up and ran out the door, and he you know, he didn't want to get stuck with the bill,
so
he was running with us, cussing us, so he was like, God damn it, we're going to go to jail.
Did anybody chase you?
No, because we already paid it.
They never even noticed. No. Oh, you did pay it.
We paid for everything, including his portion.
But you told him that you weren't.
We told him we were going to run out the door, and he freaked out.
But you have done a dine and dash.
Oh, yeah. The first one I did was at a Waffle House. Yeah.
That's where you kind of test your dine and dash skills.
Yeah, yeah. And the Waffle House was like, we parked the car on one side of this huge, like, ditch. Like a creek should be going through this thing. It's really this deep ditch.
Really deep.
And then we walked to the Waffle House, and when we ran, because that way they can't see the car, we had to go through this ditch to get back to the car. And we our clothes is like briar patches. We got punished.
Burnt.
Yeah, we got punished.
You got punished in your own way.
Don't do that, kids. And stay in school and do your homework.
Anyway, he just kind of goes on and says the best way to thank them is to tip them. Most of them deserve it. That's what he says at the end. That's his very last line. The best thanks we could give them is a good tip. Tip them well. Most of them deserve it.
Most of them.
That's why I don't get.
There's a couple out there, you know, they don't deserve it.
Like this whole long article about how they're saving lives.
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, most of them.
Yeah. Above 20%.
I'm going to just say that Sheila. On Route 411, one time she got.
Yeah.
She didn't bring me the raisin toast. She just brought me white toast, and I'll never forget it.
I disliked him at raisin toast.
You lost.
Oh no, hot chocolate.
You lost me at hot chocolate.
But then he got me back with his article. So. Because I do enjoy me some Waffle House.
Sometimes the opinion section in a paper can be.
What paper was that? Is that Calhoun?
This was the. Rome News, Northwest Georgia News, Rome opinion column.
Nice. There you go.
And so I'll post a link because Severo Avila's picture is just.
Let's get everyone to see if we can find him on Twitter and send him I read your article and it changed my life. I've decided I was going to be a firefighter, but I want to be
now I want to save lives at Waffle House.
Yeah. We should make him think that he's helping people.
Well, he might be getting the hero award from the Chamber of Commerce.
There you go.
Oh, man, this was fun. That was a really fun time.
Yeah. I love our little podcast.
Yeah, we're really getting the hang of it.
We're having fun.
We're going to keep, doing fun things and coming up with new stuff.
Yep.
And
you guys just, we're growing in numbers. Thank you for all the shares that you do. You know, rate us, review us, subscribe. Is that a hint?
No. God dang it.
No, it's okay.
Rate us and review us.
Yeah. Yeah, go to our websites, look at our tour dates. We're always touring. And tell us, if you see us live and you listen to the show, come up and tell us. That would make my night.
Yeah.
To know that someone in that crowd actually listens to what we're doing.
I know. It would make my night, too. So that I'm not just getting reviewed by Georgia Sue.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. In my house, it's not much to talk about. But it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried. Yeah, baby.